Welcome to CJMQ, Igor, choreographer of Atlantic Ballet Theatre of Canada. Now, Ballet Theatre of Canada was founded in 2002, is that correct?
Yeah, 2001.
Okay, 2001, and you were one of the co-founders?
Yes, I'm one of the co-founders.
Okay, the Phantom of the Opera, one of shows, is coming to Centennial Theatre on Tuesday, March 18th at 8 p.m. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the show?
It's a version of the Gaston Leroux book, Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a version adopted especially for our ballet, for our production.
Okay.
So it's if people not make confused about that, it's not a musical like in the Broadway show. The music what we use is not the Lloyd Webber music. It's François Poulenc, French composer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more dramatically ballet than let's say the musical. It's a different version actually. It's more about the phantom life, more about his vision, how he's suffering alone, and he's disabled, has disabled face, and how he fall in love with Christine, and all his love, all his hope to change his life, but unfortunately it's not happening.
Okay.
Okay,
and the Atlantic Ballet Theatre of Canada, you only perform only original story ballets, is that correct?
Yes, exactly, it's correct.
Okay.
Every performance what we create in our company, it doesn't exist anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially it's a new set of the music, new set of the story, everything, it's original performance.
Performance what we have now. And would you like to give us a little bit about your background?
My life was like I was born in Ukraine, and I started to learn the ballet from my young age, 10, 12 years old, and I decided to be a professional dancer. So I started my professional career in the theater in Ukraine, and I danced. And so actually, I spent almost 20 years there, professionally on stage. So I was almost around the world, in Europe and then South America.
Mm-hmm.
But all this time I just have some ideas in my head and some, I would like to create some performance. And the more ideas and I have more experience, I have contact with the different choreographers. And, in my mind, some start be thinking I feel like I would like to do something. So. And then I received some contract to the Ecuador, where I spent 2 years. I dance in there, I teach, I do some choreography. So then I moved to the Czech Republic, where I spent 5 years working, like dancer, like choreographer, like teacher. So by some destiny moved me to Canada.
Okay. So you certainly have a lot of experience.
Yes. I'm traveling a lot. If I just calculate my time when I spent in different countries, now I can celebrate 15 years.
Okay.
Around,
Mm-hmm. And the Phantom of the Opera, this is the first traditional ballet ever programmed at Centennial Theatre, so that's quite an honor, and you're part of the 40th anniversary for Centennial Theatre.
Oh, wonderful.
Great. And now, Atlantic Ballet Theatre of Canada, you are based in New Brunswick, and you've been performing in Belgium, and this is part of your tour through the United States and Canada, is that correct?
Yeah, which is back, we're back from France and Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a very successful tour. We did 8 performances in France and Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people, with the Phantom. And it was very good response. Some of our review, if you go on our website, we have some couple review from France, and people were actually surprised they get this quality, especially a small city in Canada. Nobody expect anything professionally, special ballet.
The website is
www.atlanticballet.ca.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now there are 11 in 11 dancers.
Yes, 11 dancers. Exactly.
Okay. And is it quite a challenge?
Any art is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially if if not people follow, you know, same track, or like people, if somebody try to do something different, it's always challenge, it's always risk. You know, you don't know how people will be respond for your creation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, it's different, your vision. And when you present to the audience, it's always risk, because you don't know how people will understand what you try to send, what message you try to send, what you try to tell them. But only one thing I can tell you, that our company, it's very good training, and it's high caliber of the dance. It's the same reaction we have in France.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who has experience work with the Paris Opera, they watch our performance, and there was a reaction like, wow.
Okay.
It's the standard what even in Europe not many ballet company has.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, it's quality always. You know, always people, you know, somebody like this, somebody like that. Kind of the performance is the same. Like, I like this music, I like this music, I like this painter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important is the quality. The
okay.
audience always will be key, the quality of dancing, costume, set design, light design. It's the combination of the theory, you know. It's well done.
Okay, so it's a matter of synchronizing everything, and that's always
exactly.
quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all dancers, they're professionals, you know. They spend six days a week and 7 hours a day to training and rehearse, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like sort of this professional sport, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's almost a way of life. Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And all dancers, like my experience, you know, you dedicate your life for this because you love it. Special ladies, you know, when, you know,
mm-hmm.
You cannot eat that. You can get some. You can has to keep certain shape. You know, like it's always something. You know.
Okay. Now, anything else you wanted to tell us about the show coming up?
I can tell only one thing. Just
mm-hmm.
you have to go and see and what the important audience will do with performance with the deep thoughts.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.